Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
As we continue our deep dive into the Twitter files, we are starting to see some true American patriots that are coming out of the woodworks. One of them, as you know, is Elon Musk for exposing the company. And if you missed, by the way, part one or part two of our deep dive into the Twitter files, make sure you go back and download our podcast and listen to part one and part two. Now, as we expose part three today, we are now seeing some basic issues that are showing up about what it means to be an American, what it means to have freedom of speech. One Democratic lawmaker has now said that Twitter's censorship went not only too far, but it, quote, is simply not what we do in this country. Representative Ro Khanna is now calling out Twitter and other social media companies after Elon Musk is revealing the conservative blacklist that would basically take away your ability to reach, respond, defend, or expose anything the left didn't want you to do. We also now know that they were silencing and they were censoring different people. They were doing it even if they did not, in fact, violate the terms of service with Twitter. I want you to hear what was said by Ro Khanna as he was interviewed on Fox News as the first real Democrat to come forward saying, this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. In fact, what this is about freedom of speech in the United States of America.
O'Connor was one of the only Democrats to immediately sound the alarm about suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. The California congressman joins us now. Just a little bit from what you said to them, that you wrote to them on October 14th, 2020. This seems a violation of the First Amendment principles to restrict the distribution of that material, especially regarding a presidential candidate, seems not in keeping of the principles of NYT versus Sullivan. I say this as a total Biden partisan. The story has now become more about censorship than relatively innocuous emails, and it's become a bigger deal than it would have been. So you're a principled person. You understand the Constitution. You tried to warn them. I think they ignored you. And now you have the revelation that actually, yes, it was happening, Congressman.
Dana, it's problematic. Look, technically they're private actors, but they're effectively a modern public square, and they should not be engaged in censorship. Now, it's one thing for them to say, don't put up sensational pictures of Hunter Biden. I understand that. But to censor the New York Post? Look, the New York Post hasn't written a positive article about me, I think, in my 6 years in Congress. But I would never dream of saying, shut them down or don't allow them to publish articles. I mean, that's the whole essence of democracy, and we need to stand up for the First Amendment.
As there are some that are out there saying that, well, before they would say that anybody who thought conservatives were being shadow banned on Twitter, that that was just being paranoid. And now they're saying, well, of course they de-amplified the hard right, and that was the right thing to do. I don't know if that's the best place to land if you're actually concerned about democracy and freedom of speech. Do you think Elon Musk is doing a good thing by releasing this information?
I do. I do think we have to have transparency. And there are two conflicting values, Dana. On the one hand, we shouldn't be censoring people and shouldn't be censoring them based on viewpoint. What concerns me with the second release of the Twitter files is it seems some people are being censored or de-amplified because of their beliefs. Another thing is to have respect, and I don't think you want these sites to have anti-Semitism or racism, but my understanding is it's going beyond that. It's not just that they're taking down speech that is hate, and Elon Musk has said he wants to take that down. It's that they're censoring based on viewpoint, and that's simply not what we do in this country.
I love that a Democrat like Ro Khanna is coming out and saying this. It's simply not what we do in this country. The whole essence of democracy, he says, is something that we need to stand up for, and that is the First Amendment. He said, I would never dream of saying shut them down or don't allow them to publish articles referring to the press, and we now know that is exactly what happened. We also, again, have to go back to what happened, for example, with Dan Bongino. He wasn't silenced for any other reason than he was reaching people. He was changing hearts and minds. He was an individual they decided to banish from Twitter without actually banishing him. They decided that what he had to say was too important, too impactful, too powerful, and they couldn't handle it. So when you went to search for him, you just couldn't find him. When you went to search for his tweets, you just couldn't find him. And that is exactly what has happened with the next phase of these Twitter files that have been released. We are now seeing that this was an all-out war on freedom of speech. It was an all-out war on the ability for conservatives to say things they need to say. We also now know that many people who were actually in the government have been vindicated. I'll give you a great example of that. Former Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, has come out claiming vindication for the Trump administration after the latest Twitter file revelation showed how Twitter's standards had eroded in the weeks leading up to the 2020 presidential election. He said, what I said as the Director of National Intelligence in October of 2020 was proven true. The IC had zero intelligence, IC intelligence community, had zero intelligence supporting a false narrative that the Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Nobody in the intelligence community had authority to say otherwise. Now, this brings us to the bigger story. Now, Ratcliffe, as the former top intelligence official, he was responding to the Substack journalist Matt Taibbi's latest thread on the Twitter files, which confirmed that Twitter head of safety, Yoel Roth, had met not only with the FBI, but had met with the Department of Homeland Security, and had also met with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and had discussions about the Hunter Biden laptop story. Taibbi and a handful of other independent reporters have been given exclusive access to all of these internal documents and all these internal communications from Elon Musk at Twitter. They have shared now how Twitter worked to suppress the New York Post Hunter Biden reporting under disingenuous pretenses, suppressing the visibility of conservative users. And not just that, but violated the company's own policies while working in conjunction with federal agencies. Now, after the New York Post revealed that Hunter Biden's laptop contained evidence that he, his father, and his uncle had leveraged his father's position as the vice president back then to make millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for the Biden crime family with foreign associates, Twitter then decided to suppress the story and even limited the ability of users to share it in direct messages. They used their technology that they typically would use to stop the spread of child pornography to stop conservatives from spreading a legitimate news story they knew could make it where Donald Trump would win and Joe Biden would lose. Why did they do it? They claimed that it violated rules against posting hacked materials, even though they and the government knew it was not hacked material. The Twitter files have also exposed that the company's purported reasons for censoring the story were bogus. But of course, the national press at the time said, oh, no, no, we're going to dismiss the story as unsubstantiated, so therefore we don't actually have to report on it. Why did they do that? Now, this brings in a bigger part of the story. And I'm going to take you back and remind you. When the Hunter Biden laptop story broke, you then had 51 former top intelligence officials. Within that 50-plus group, you had five former CIA directors or acting directors. That's a lot of people in the intelligence community. Five former CIA directors who signed a letter claiming that the reported materials from Hunter Biden's laptop appeared to be, quote, Russian disinformation. They put this out, giving cover for the media to not touch the story, saying that this is Russian collusion, Russian disinformation. You shouldn't write about it. You shouldn't talk about it. It should all just disappear. Well, we know that some of the people, for a fact, in that 50-plus group of former intelligence officials, they actually knew the story was real. They knew it because they were in the intelligence community when they got a hold of the laptop a year earlier, and they understood and still had security clearance, and they had people that were feeding them information. They knew the story was legitimate, so they lied to the American people. And that's when John Ratcliffe, he forcefully spoke out against the claim in October of 2020. He said, Hunter Biden's laptop is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign. He then went on to say, let me be clear. The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there is no intelligence that supports that. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. You may see a lot of bait and switch offers for free phones, free iPhones. Well, they're usually too good to be true, just like freedom itself. Nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carrier that you're probably on right now. So if you want to get great service and you want to know you're working with a company that supports conservative causes, that every month when you pay your bill, they actually take a portion of your bill and they give it back to causes like First and Second Amendment issues and the right to life as well as adoptions, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson plus other great savings. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, I want to hit pause for just a moment on the Twitter files, and I'm going to go back to some of the new revelations, but let me just remind you why all of this matters. Hunter Biden right now apparently is selling artwork for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is Hunter Biden's artwork worth that much? No. But we also know that people in the art business use it to funnel money, to wash money, to clean money. It's a way to money launder to different people. That's what we know for a fact. And what we are now seeing is Hunter Biden, this is the new way that he can make cash. He can't do as many deals as he was doing before the way he was doing them because everybody's now watching him. So how do you keep the family business going? How do you keep the coffers filled with cash? How do you capitalize on what's happening right now? You do what you can to get every dime if you're running a crime family business like Hunter Biden is, while your dad's the president. And when you need people to give you money and they can't just write you a check or put you on a board anymore, your option is to figure out a way to clean that money and figure out a way to bring it in. And they figured it out. They figured it out by doing exactly what many other shady businessmen do around the world. You buy art. Or in this case, you sell art and you don't have to disclose who bought it or where the funds came from. Now, there have been some leaks that have come out that a lot of the art is being sold into China. Why? Well, clearly, China is in business with the Biden crime family. We know this from the loans. We know this from their emails. We know this from their business structures. We know this from Tony Bobulinski. We know this from other whistleblowers. And we know it from the cash and receipts that were all left on his laptop. But how is he still doing it when you know the end is in sight? And there's a good chance that your dad may not run for re-election. And you look at his age, and you're not a legitimate businessman, and he's clearly not a legitimate businessman. You do whatever the hell you have to do to survive in the shady world. Take a listen to this about the, and this is, again, happening right now in America in December of 2022. This is not years ago. This is right now.
New York City Art Gallery unveiling a new painting by Hunter Biden, and the asking price is $225,000. Jimmy Vaila is the host of Fox Across America. That's a lot.
That's big money, and if you think the price is high, you should meet the painter. Hey, everybody, good to see you. Come on now. But the reason this is, it does look bad. Like, no administration has ever cared less about optics than this one. Because I think the belief is they don't expect backlash from the press. But understand, prior to Joe Biden becoming the president, there was no market for Hunter Biden. Okay, he wasn't a known commodity in the art world. The only thing he was known for, forgive me, is painting the town. Mm-hmm. Okay, there was no demand for this. Right. So it looks a little ridiculous that they might be peddling a little influence here. And this very much overlaps with the accusation in the Hunter Biden laptop that these guys just traded on the name. At the very least, they seem to be doing that here.
You're two for two in answer number one. That's like his version of Starry, Starry Night.
Yep.
So apparently the guy running the gallery says Hunter's been a painter for years. He's an artist.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. He's always been an artist, but there was a difference between painting on your own and saying, okay, that's all I'm going to do, and I'm just going to be an artist.
Yeah. I don't buy that. Okay. They're not like taking a company public. Everybody wanted a piece of. But the one thing is, it's only $200,000 for Hunter because he's got to give 10% of the sale to the big guy.
He doesn't care. Hunter Biden doesn't care. Joe Biden doesn't care. The White House doesn't care. They know what they're doing. This New York City gallery unveiling this new $225,000 Hunter Biden painting, and two buyers they claim now are interested. This is about funneling money. The Hunter Biden painting is selling for the price of a house. This is a guy that had no experience in art. And the most expensive artwork at the First Sun's new Soho show is priced at $225,000. On Saturday, a gallery worker refused to give the New York Post details on the potential buyer of the unentitled 57 by 98 inch mustard yellow floral painting on Japanese paper called Yupo. President Biden's scandaled scarred son sold two other works a day after his second solo art show opened at the George's Burgess Gallery on Friday. Unlike last year's debut of Biden's artwork, which was by invitation only, the new show is open to the public and features much stronger work, they claim. I want everyone to see his art, the gallery owner told the Post. The first show was successful. We achieved what we wanted from the exhibition. This exhibition shows a stronger confidence. Burgess has refused to elaborate on which paintings sold and who the buyers were. Paintings in last year's show ranged from $75,000 for works on paper to $500,000. For large canvases. What do the paintings look like? They look like a 9-year-old painting, to be honest with you. The policy of not publicly naming purchasers and what they paid was highly controversial, with some critics saying it could lead to, quote, anonymous influence peddling, influence buying of the Bidens. Well, let's not say it could lead. Anyone buying these paintings, that's exactly what they are doing. Burgess told the Post that he has several paintings in the gallery's basement that Biden finished more than 20 years ago. Proof, he said, that he has worked most of his life to be an artist. Okay, sure, I believe you. He's always been an artist, Burgess said. The difference is where we are being misconstrued. That when he focused his whole life on art, they took it to being he just started doing art. But there is a difference between painting on your own and saying, okay, that's all I'm going to do, and I'm just going to be an artist. And so now he says these pieces of art are incredible. Hunter, his wife Melissa, and their toddler son Beau attended the opening on Thursday, an exclusive friends and family viewing, as they called it. Thursday's soft opening featured Biden's newest abstract works, which depict flowers and birds. Many of the paintings are done on sheet metal, and the paintings would be more than, well, above average in popularity, specifically in China. As one art critic said, China loves these types of paintings. They love flowers, they love birds, and they love the bright colors. I painted and washed it off, Biden told a group of spectators Thursday night in describing how he created the layers and splotches on a work in the series devoted to Japanese poetry. Yeah, Japanese poetry. Burgess said that the paintings were a form of self-reflection for Biden, who has been amassed in an ongoing investigation into his financial dealings with Ukraine and specifically China. Burgess said that he is already fielding a great deal of interest from Biden collectors, saying, quote, I think in many ways this show has started off on a better foot than the last one. Just the interest. He has a collector base of people who really like his work. Well, is it in America? Doesn't sound like it. The entire collection was about selling it to China. The White House has said the measures have been put in place. Major measures have been put in place to prevent any ethical concerns over, quote, potential buyers who might want to buy the work to curry favor with President Biden. Yes, because these safeguards have worked so well in the past. Now, the gallery says they believe that he will be able to make seven figures in about a week off of these paintings. Now, as this news broke, some of Hunter Biden's allies are now stepping up, making plans to go after accusers. We now know that an array of groups are preparing to defend the president's sons against the GOP onslaught when they take back control of the House. Hunter Biden's friend and lawyer, Kevin Morris, was blunt in laying out his thoughts at a strategy session last September on an expected onslaught of investigations by House Republicans. It was crucial, Morris suggested, for Hunter Biden camp to be more aggressive. Morris, at a meeting in his California home, described defamation lawsuits the team could pursue against the presidential son's critics, including Fox News, Eric Trump, and Rudy Giuliani. He outlined extensive research on two potential witnesses against Hunter Biden: a spurned business partner named Tony Bobulinski and a computer repairman named John Paul Mac Isaac. At one point, Hunter Biden himself happened to call into the meeting, connecting briefly by video to add his own thoughts. Quote, they feel that there is a whole counter narrative missing because of the whole Hunter hater narrative out there. A liberal activist, David Brock, who attended the meeting, said, what we really got into was more the meat of it, the meat of what a response would look like. Brock was planning for a new group, quote, Facts First USA, focused on fighting the looming House GOP investigations. I love it. Facts First USA. All right, quickly, I also want to say thank you to our sponsor. Without them, this podcast wouldn't exist. And Legacy Precious Metals is wanting to help you diversify your financial portfolio. If you've been freaking out over what's happening with your IRA, with your 401k, with your investments on Wall Street, the question is, did you invest in gold or silver? Did you diversify your investments so that there is a hedge with your portfolio for inflation? Well, that's exactly what gold and silver has done for so many. It is a hedge to protect when it comes to inflation. Right now is actually a great time for you to protect your investments with gold and silver. No, you didn't miss the opportunity. No, it's not too late. So call and get the investor's guide from the company that not only do I use, but I also trust. Online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. PMinvestments.com. You can also call them and get the investor's guide for free. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Also, reminder, make sure you hit that auto download or subscribe button now so that you can get this podcast every day for free. And make sure you share this podcast on social media by hitting that little forward button right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The meeting that they, all these Democrats had, was a meeting that they wanted to have so they could put it out to the public and say, hey, this is a glimpse into the infrastructure that we're going to come after Republicans with. In essence, we're going to blackmail you. We're going to expose you. We're going to make sure that you hurt if you come after Hunter Biden, James Biden, or Joe Biden. If you think you can get away with this, you're just wrong. We're not going to let you get away with this. There were Democrats that actually went on TV this weekend talking about how they're going to come after and hurt people. One Democratic slime merchant, David Brock, vowed to dish dirt on Republicans if they probe Hunter Biden, a threat that he made on MSNBC. Take a listen.
And we start with the latest around Hunter Biden. According to new reporting in the Washington Post, a coalition of Hunter's allies won't sit quietly as Republicans prepare to make him a national figure in their investigations when they take over the House in just a few weeks. For years, the GOP has claimed the president's son has traded on his name in shady business deals and that President Biden is culpable for his son's alleged misconduct. The Bidens have denied any wrongdoing. Joining me now is one of those allies, David Brock, president of Facts First USA. David, thank you very much for coming to the Sunday show.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so why go on offense? Why not keep a low profile?
Well, look, I have been in right-wing media. I've studied right-wing media for 20 years. And as early as August, I knew it was coming. We can't wish this away. We know what they're going to do. They've announced what they're going to do. The first press conference they had out of the box was about Hunter Biden. So Democrats are not putting Hunter Biden front and center. Republicans are. And we also know that this has been asked and answered in 2020. It's been investigated ad nauseum. It's been looked at by a Senate committee, by Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal. They found nothing. So I met with Hunter Biden and his lawyers back in September as part of the due diligence for this project. And I came out of that, Jonathan, very confident that we are going to be able to show over time that this is nothing but a bunch of recycled conspiracy theories. And they're going to hurt themselves, I think, by investigating this, because at the end of the day, part of the story is kind of a sick politics of demonizing addiction and mental health issues and that are in many, many families. We know that.
By the way, you can hear this is what they're going to stick with. You can hear it in the way that they describe this. I told you from the very beginning, this is what they were going to do. They were going to say, well, this is just a guy who had an addiction problem. He was an addict. He's overcome so much. He didn't really know what he was doing. And everything was totally fine. And how dare you pick on somebody that lost his brother, that had mental health issues, and was a drug addict? You can't hold him accountable for what he was doing. This is a great guy that has overcome so much. That's going to be their defense the entire time. But what you're also hearing from this slime merchant, David Brock, is the warning. We've got dirt, or he's threatening that he has dirt on Republicans. And if you guys move forward and try to pull this off, it's going to be game over for you guys. We will come after you and ruin your lives personally.
the laptop shows that President Biden was an empathetic father trying to help his son. We don't need a congressional investigation for that, Jonathan, but we're unfortunately going to have one, and we're going to have one because Kevin McCarthy can't get to 218 votes. And so he's making this corrupt bargain, all these deals on the side with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gosar to have more aggressive investigations, to change rules. Everything they want, they're getting, the MAGA extremists. Mm-hmm. And we need to educate the public about what's behind this. That's why.
I need you to tell me more about this meeting you said you had in September.
Sure.
What you described as a due diligence meeting with Hunter Biden.
By the way, you have to understand how much propaganda this is, right? MSNBC says we're going to give you as much time as you need to come on and talk about how and reframe what this attack on Hunter Biden's going to be. And he said, sure. We've started a political, basically, war room. Facts first. We're going to tell people this is propaganda from the right. None of this is real. None of this actually matters. So remember this as the Republicans take control of the House and when they start investigating, which brings me back to the Twitter files. Tucker Carlson had a very interesting take on the Twitter files and the drop of some of the new information, specifically part two. And I want you to hear what he had to say.
Barry Weiss of Substack began posting part two of the Twitter files. Now, these are assessments of internal documents from Twitter that have been hidden under previous management, but are now being exposed by Elon Musk, who just bought the company. So first, Musk last week gave a trove of documents to Matt Taibbi of Substack and now to Barry Weiss. Weiss is unpacking all of this right now live on Twitter in a Twitter thread. What she has revealed so far confirms what many suspected but none knew for certain, which is that Twitter routinely censored prominent critics of the Biden administration, did so in secret without telling anyone, and with no factual justification whatsoever. This is known as shadow banning. Twitter did it all the time. Now, publicly, they denied doing it. People who were being shadow banned suspected something was up, but they didn't know. Now, officially, Twitter's chief legal officer, chief censor at Twitter, Vijaya Gadde, a woman who was rewarded by the Biden administration for her work on their behalf, said that, quote, we do not shadow ban, and we certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideologies. That's what she said. That was a lie. And the documents that Barry Weiss is posting right now, including screenshots of Twitter's internal censorship tools, prove that it was a lie. One of Twitter's targets for shadow banning was a Stanford professor, a physician, PhD, called Jay Bhattacharya, one of the most impressive people in American medicine, someone we've had on this show many, many times. There was no justification for censoring Jay Bhattacharya, except he was one of the authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, which very early in the so-called pandemic infuriated our country's public health establishment, including Tony Fauci, by opposing COVID lockdowns. Jay Bhattacharya has spent his career studying the health effects of various policies on vulnerable populations. So he knew that COVID lockdowns would harm children, and he said so. That has turned out to be true. But Twitter, doubtless at the request of the authorities, shadow banned Professor Bhattacharya of Stanford for saying this out loud. They prevented his tweets from trending, and that meant that most users could not see his tweets, though they were factual. Twitter also shadow banned Fox's Dan Bongino. According to Weiss, Twitter at one point slapped Bongino with a search ban that made it impossible for users of Twitter to find tweets by Dan Bongino. Because they were inaccurate? No. Because they were accurate. That was the crime. That's always the crime. They never punish you for lying. They only punish you for telling the truth. Twitter also flagged Charlie Kirk's account with a Do Not Amplify tag. Weiss reports that, quote, the group that decided whether to limit the reach of certain users was the Strategic Response Team, Global Escalation Team, or SRTGET. The team often handled up to 200 separate cases a day. Another group within Twitter called Site Integrity Policy Policy Escalation Support, notice the bureaucratic handles here, it's like the military, that group also handled shadow banning. And that group included Gadde, as well as Twitter executives Yoel Roth and Parag Agarwal, who ran the company. None of this has been previously known. It was never disclosed to the public. Weiss's thread is ongoing. It's being updated as we speak. And of course, we'll bring you more information as we get it.
You hear and you put all this in perspective. And what we're going to end up seeing next in these Twitter files, and we're going to have this for you tomorrow, is what they did to silence and censor people when it came down to the issue of COVID. When important people said important things online that went against the regime, what happened? Fauci and others just sent emails and said, shut down this person, silence this person, shadow ban this person, and make sure that all of this really just goes away. If you had a question that you asked, just a basic question, they would do the same exact thing. They would silence you. They would censor you. They would say, you can't ask that question. You can't ask or talk about that. This is Twitter each and every day. Lastly, what we know now for a fact is that this was all being done by government officials, okay? Government officials who absolutely loved getting emails from the deep state, from the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, whoever wanted to send them an email telling them whatever it was that they wanted them to do. From the White House, from presidential campaigns, from candidates, the list goes on and on. They loved all of that. And now we know that every single thing that conservatives and Republicans said was happening to them in real time was actually happening to them in real time. Dan Bongino, you couldn't find him. When he said it, what did people say? Oh, he's a kook. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's a nut job. He's crazy. Right? Just a Twitter account. Shut up, sit down, and be silent. We know that he was right. Not only was he right, but every other Republican out there that thought that their account was being screwed with was also right. And it's not just Twitter. I'm going to say it now. It's not just Twitter. It's going to end up being Google. It's going to end up being YouTube. And it's going to end up being Instagram. And it's going to end up being Facebook. And it's going to end up being TikTok. You watch. It will come out. And hopefully there'll be brave men and women who are willing to expose those agencies. I said this before, we're going to cover this every day. So if you missed any of our podcasts, part one and part two, go back, download the Ben Ferguson podcast. Please share it with your family and your friends as well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.